Well, Mohammed, if I'm a disabled person and I want to book a taxi with your company, can I do that?
Well, David, it's a very sad day in Middlesbrough for disabled people. Recently, Middlesbrough Council have sent us a letter basically saying that if we are sent in specialist vehicles, we must charge a four-seater price for a car. That's not possible to do.
Why is it not possible to do?
It's economics. A wheelchair accessible vehicle will cost in the region of £30,000. It costs more to maintain because it's a minibus.
Let's come on. Let's come on to that point in a bit more detail. So the basic argument from your side of the table is this: you are providing a specialist vehicle, therefore you are providing a specialist service which costs more to run.
Yes.
And in your opinion, you, in terms of charging the customer for that specialist service, should be able to recognise that in the price you charge them.
The simple fact is, if you order a car and four people jump in, you charge the taxi fare. If you order an eight-seater minibus and eight people jump in, you charge for a minibus. But if you've ordered an eight-seater and there's only one person there, you still will be charged for the full vehicle because that's what you've ordered. Now, for example, if a disabled person was to phone Borough Taxis and he can fold his wheelchair up and go in the boot, it would cost him exactly the same price as an able-bodied person. If he ordered a minibus, we would charge him for a minibus. Because we're charging for a minibus, we are breaking the law. Borough Taxis does in the region of 80,000 jobs per week. That's millions of taxis in a year. And Middlesbrough Council have had two complaints and have made such a sing and dance about this.
Two complaints from disabled users.
Two people have complained. We don't know who the two people are, what the complaints were, or anything.
In your opinion, this problem is being blown out of proportion by Middlesbrough Council.
It's nonsense. I've asked for a meeting to speak to the chairman through councillors. I've asked the licensing officer to arrange a meeting, and we've had no response at all. I believe that there needs to be a full scrutiny, a full investigation into this taxi licensing regime, and once and for all.
Yeah, I'm a journalist. You're a businessman, a successful one. You've got a very big taxi firm here in Middlesbrough. We've been talking about pounds, shillings, and pence. There's a moral dimension, though, isn't there, to this situation? Disabled people cannot get a taxi from your company. Morally, is that wrong?
Morally, it is totally wrong, and I sympathise with disabled people. My mother was in a wheelchair, and I understand exactly the situation. We have been put in a situation that if we do supply a taxi, we will be in front of the licensing committee, we will lose our operator's license, and that's what it's about.
We go back to the original argument, the idea this you can't charge more to transport a disabled person. Under the 2010 Equality Act, it says you can't charge more. How do you respond to that?
Well, as far as we're not charging more, we are charging exactly the same as what we would charge an able-bodied person. If you ordered a minibus, we would charge you the same. If a disabled person ordered a minibus, we would charge him exactly the same. We are not overcharging.
Do you think, though, people listening to this will think you are in the wrong? In the final analysis, public opinion, where do you think public opinion is on this?
Look, it's a very sensitive matter.
And you recognise that, don't you?
I recognise that, and at the end of the day, I wish I could, have a magic wand and resolve the problem. But it's the economic of it.
People will ask you, do you discriminate against disabled people, yes or no?
Absolutely not. We do not discriminate against disabled, able-bodied, black, white, or anybody.